This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Ну, попробуем.
Попробуем. Хорошо. Хорошо.
This is Tetiana. She lives in a city in central Ukraine. I'm phoning her to talk about her son.
He's nothing special. My son is an ordinary guy from an ordinary family.
Ordinary, maybe, but in the early days of the war, he did something out of the ordinary and became one of the most talked about people in the world. It happened at a place called Snake Island. If you recognise that name, then you may understand why this episode contains some strong language. Tetiana's 32-year-old son was a border guard based on this small rocky island off the coast of Ukraine. On the first day of the invasion, a Russian warship named the Moskva approached.
Nobody defended them when that damned ship Moskva arrived.
Russian forces contacted the Ukrainian soldiers on Snake Island and demanded they lay down their weapons. Otherwise, they'd be bombed. But then came a moment that resonated around the world. One of the soldiers replied, Russian warship, go fuck yourself. That voice belonged to Roman Hibrov, Tetiana's son. Almost immediately, he became a symbol of Ukrainian resistance to the war. And that recording of Roman's defiant exchange with the Russian warship went viral online.
I don't know how he did it, but my son conquered the world with his slogan for the Russian warship. In such a difficult time, he became a hero of war. He raised the spirit of the people to fight against the occupier.
After that exchange, however, Russian forces captured the island. Ukraine announced that the border guards had been killed.
I just didn't want to live. Absolutely, I didn't want to live.
But not everything about this heroic tale was quite as it first seemed. Because as Tetiana's son became a weapon in the propaganda war, the truth of what had happened was quite different and would lead to a big shock for Tetiana.
The ground fell away beneath me, the earth from under my feet. I got dizzy, and I very nearly fainted from this huge surprise.
I'm Mariana Spring, and I'm the BBC's specialist disinformation reporter. As the war in Ukraine continues, it's clear that Russia's armed assault is accompanied by an onslaught of disinformation and propaganda spread by trolls, state media, and influencers, both online and beyond. In this podcast, I hear about the extraordinary information battle being waged over Ukraine and the people caught up in it. In this episode, I'm investigating Snake Island. It's a tale of heroism that made headlines around the world, one which also became a weapon in the information war. So what's the real story of this unexpected hero? And what exactly happened to him? I'm Mariana Spring, and for Radio 4, this is War on Truth. I speak to Tetiana on her landline. The internet doesn't work where she is, and even in normal times, she doesn't use it. I ask her about her own background to learn a little more about who her son Roman is and where he comes from.
Now I'm 55 years old, but when I was 17, I dreamed of being an English translator. I don't know why, but that dream collapsed when our mother died.
She was 19 years old.
From that day, there is an expression in Ukraine, «Прапор в руки», I would take the flag in my hands and carry it to this day. I had to soldier on.
In other words, she would carry the burden left by her mother's death.
And I raised my sister, then gave birth to a son and raised the two of them, and somehow we coped. I was struggling. I did my best to keep us alive and to keep them from knowing what being sent to a children's home is like.
It was a hard life, and it shaped her parenting style.
My childhood was very difficult because of this hardship. That's what made me such a tough and courageous woman. Even some men can't compare in endurance and their mental strength. And that's how I am as a mother. There can't be any weaklings. Yes, that's why Roman is like that. He's practically a piece of me.
When Roman was a young man, he joined the border guard. He was one of 13 posted to Snake Island. Located in the Black Sea off the south coast of Ukraine, it's an island of significant strategic importance. And on the 24th of February, the first day of the war, it came under attack, provoking Roman's defiant gesture. How did you react when you heard the swearing?
Let's just say I'm not an angel by any means at all. Angels, I think, live only in heaven. But my son, he never actually swore in front of me. Apparently he just had respect for his mother. When he said it there, it didn't sound like he was born in a barnyard. It sounded like a cry from the heart and one of courage. One of a person with no way out. If he's not perfect, so what? He's not a mama's boy. He's not like that anymore.
For Tetiana, it was an act of resistance.
A scream in the face of death, I would call it. Those would have been his very last words. And the slogan has been picked up by the whole country, by all of Europe.
The story quickly spread on international news.
The Interior Ministry said the border guards on Snake Island responded with a short, defiant message when a Russian warship...
...has gone viral.
But Roman's defiance was not enough to stop Snake Island from coming under heavy bombardment. Russian soldiers landed and took control of the island. Roman's voice had been broadcast around the world, but now it fell silent. Even his own mother didn't know whether he was alive. And then came an update.
Zelensky announced that everybody on the island had died.
На нашому острові Зміїний, захищаючи його до останнього.
He said that all the border guards were dead. They hadn't surrendered. They would be awarded posthumous honors with the title Hero of Ukraine.
And then I was just lost. I lost my life, so to speak. I mean, I'm sorry, Mariana, but without him, my life just doesn't make sense. That's all the meaning in life. I call him my diamond. That's all I have in this life. So when he disappeared and there was no news at all, I just didn't want to live. Absolutely. I didn't want to live. And I said, if something happened to him and he died, I wouldn't be a day on this earth without him.
Her friends and neighbors rallied around her.
Tanya, 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 they said, you're so strong, you're so brave. So I pulled myself together and held on. And then I believed he was alive. And I had a portrait of him there at home, a portrait of him and me. Every day, Mariana, I would go there and talk to that portrait and ask for just one thing. Hold on. Hold on.
And then something unexpected happened.
Russia, on its TV channels, shared some videos which people I knew saw. There were already rumors that my son actually had been taken prisoner.
Friends and family got in touch. Those rumors were true. They'd seen Roman on Russian TV, and he was alive. On February 28th, the Ukrainian authorities confirmed it. They posted that, despite what had been previously claimed, the border guards had actually been taken captive by the Russian Navy. This contradicted what Zelensky had announced a few days before. The story of Snake Island, which had been a powerful propaganda tool for Ukraine, now began to be weaponized by the Russians. They attempted to show that the Ukrainian government had, in fact, lied about the fate of the soldiers. Here's Russian Senator Franz Klintsevich.
Look at Snake Island. In the interests of that propaganda mission, they are being turned into sacrificial victims. And Ukraine is saying that they've been eliminated, and so their friends and relatives are horrified.
The implication being that the Ukrainians were pretending that people had died on Snake Island in order to get a propaganda coup. It's also something that cropped up in a previous episode of this series when I spoke to Yaroslava, a Russian beauty blogger.
Well, for example, the president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, himself said that the military had died on Snake Island. And afterwards, this serviceman gave interviews to our channel, so they are alive, they are there.
For Yaroslava, the idea that Ukraine deliberately lied about Snake Island was used as justification for her belief that it was also lying about Russian forces killing civilians. In the fog of war, it can be hard to tell what is a concerted effort to mislead, war strategy and propaganda, and what is just down to confusion. While the allegation that the border guards on Snake Island had all died did make them the ultimate martyrs and Russia the ultimate aggressor, this seems to be more about the chaos in the early days of the conflict rather than deliberate disinformation. In the days that followed the attack, Ukrainian authorities tried to get to the bottom of what was going on at Snake Island. A Ukrainian search and rescue ship named Sapphire went there on February 26th, but that too was then captured by the Russian Navy. And when the Ukrainian authorities did find out what happened, they were quick to correct the record and show that the soldiers had in fact survived. Once the facts were known, they immediately reflected the truth. I asked Tetiana what she makes of it.
Well, what I can say as a mother, as a human being, well, how's the war going for them over there? What's the whole purpose of it? They attacked unarmed Ukrainians. It's a war strategy to get yourself into trouble or mess something up and then blame other governments.
Although their story has been used by both sides in the information war and was being broadcast around the world, Tetiana didn't know what would happen to the captured border guards. What would become of her son?
When he was a prisoner, there was no communication. All that month, I didn't know anything. Although the local authorities where I live hinted to me that there was to be an exchange of prisoners, and there was hope that my son would be exchanged.
Tetiana heard that Russian prisoners of war might be exchanged with those taken captive at Snake Island.
And I believed and did not believe, and then a strange unknown number called.
She picked up the receiver.
I heard my son's voice. Mom, hi! And I was afraid. I almost fainted. The ground fell away beneath me, the earth from under my feet. I got dizzy and I very nearly fainted from this huge surprise.
The rumours about the exchange were true. It took place on the 24th of March. Exactly a month after they were captured, Roman and his fellow border guards were returned to Ukraine. In a video released by the Ukrainian government, Roman is awarded a medal for his services. Then Roman thanks the Ukrainian people for their support and says, glory to Ukraine.
Насамперед хочу сказати величезне дякую українському народу за таку підтримку. Слава Україні.
Tetiana was reunited with her son.
The meeting was, of course, heartbreaking. And he cried, and I cried. I had never seen him cry. He's such a strong man, as far as I've always known. And he was hugging me. He was shaking all over.
He did not give many details about what had happened to him.
He did not say anything. First of all, because he's a military man. And secondly, he did not want to traumatize his mother. And the only thing he said was that there were moments that you just wanted to be shot.
Safely home, his wife helped him to recuperate.
His health is pretty bad. To go through that kind of hardship. He's married and he's got a very good wife. And I don't know what I would do without her. Her love and her care surrounded him, cleaned up everything. The first few days, he was just scary to look at.
Roman is now back out in service with the Ukrainian military. I tried to get in touch with him. One of his friends in the army attempted to pass a message on to him on my behalf, but I'm yet to receive a response. The attack on Snake Island continues to reverberate in the public consciousness. The Moskva ship, the symbol of Russia's naval power which attacked Snake Island, has been sunk. Ukraine says that its missiles did the damage, a claim backed up by the United States. Russia denies this. And following a competition held by the Ukrainian Postal Service, a sketch illustrating Roman's rallying cry won the public vote and has been commemorated as a stamp. It shows a soldier giving the middle finger to a warship. The sale of the stamp has caused enormous queues at the shops.
The sale of these stamps and envelopes, even abroad, will strengthen the battle for our Ukraine, right? So this is also very important.
Despite being proud of her son, Tetiana remains slightly cynical about some of the attention paid to his story.
Mariana, I want to say this. The people in power never pay attention to us. And now And now that I raised a son like Roman and put him in the hands of the war, now we've been noticed.
However, she's overjoyed to have been reunited with Roman. And remember that picture of her son she had at home? The one she spoke to when she worried about his fate? Well, it seems like for Tatiana, that communication wasn't in vain.
When he was released, he said to me, "Mama, I heard you." That's the bond that a mother has with her child.
I'm Mariana Spring, and that's the end of this episode of War on Truth. Please do get in touch with us if you have stories you want to share or things you'd like us to investigate. You can contact me by email at mariana.spring@bbc.co.uk.